two, three, four, one, two, three. Sir.
The ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
Okay, that's an unfair accusation.
That ham, he's something else, isn't he?
He is.
R.I.P. In,
indeed. excuse me. On today's episode of The Ramp, I'd like to do, in honor of Junior, who I am filling in for, I'd like to present to you guys a top five, bottom five.
Okay. We haven't had one of those in a while.
And today's topic will be top five, bottom five instruments.
Okay.
And I figured there is no better time to do it than sitting in with two world-renowned musicians.
Mm-hmm. You guys can... barely, in my case, barely a musician.
Well, either way, I think you will provide plenty of insight here and okay. agree or disagree with my opinions.
Okay. I think this is a great topic. I do too. Have opinions on this.
Okay.
All right, we'll start with the top five instruments. I had one honorable mention, which I put... the xylophone, because I think it takes Tony Gwynn levels of hand-eye coordination to be able to hit every note properly with those little mallets.
And the kids in high school seem to do a pretty good job of it, too.
I think the
high school band.
The xylophone is a beating of an instrument. The metal ones you're talking about that are so clanky and harsh on the ears, I like more of that marimba style. The ones that have the big wooden keys
on them.
Yeah, I
think more of the wooden ones.
Yeah,
maybe.
Those are cool and sound... they sound great.
What do bands have? The high school band? Do they have metal, or is that?
I think
it's a little bit of both.
The wooden ones.
Yeah.
There's nothing more annoying than the child's rainbow colored xylophone.
That's exactly what I wrote. That's what keeps it out of the top five. If there's a rainbow children's version of your instrument,
it's the worst.
It'll take you out. So that's what keeps it out of the top five. Number five on top five instruments, I have. We're going to start with the controversial one: the accordion.
Man. I love the accordion, especially in its place in Texas music, like the Tejas Brothers. They're awesome. They have a really good accordion player. I love it.
If you look up how it's actually played, it's incredibly difficult. It's a unique instrument. The reason it's not higher on the list is I don't think you look that cool when you play it.
Probably not.
It's a repellent for the
Weird Al's good
sex.
At it, but he's...
Weird Al's another one.
And that helps.
Doesn't look good when he's playing it.
You don't look cool.
The accordion lead.
It's the... it's kind of the Hispanic...
bagpipe?
Bagpipe, yeah.
Okay.
Now you're talking my language. Gracias. At number four on the top five instruments, I have the piano.
Ooh, I think you may be low on this one.
Okay.
I'll be interested to see what's ahead of it because the piano's pretty versatile. And
piano would have been one or two for me.
The reason that I don't have the piano higher, and I do think the piano's great because I think it's the instrument that combines elegance and you can look cool playing it.
Liberace?
No, I don't have a problem with Liberace. Another cool update to reference.
I've heard you ripping him before.
Where? During Mavericks postgame?
On Whip. And the Mavericks postgame.
That's right. I heard you rip Liberace a new one.
You've never listened to 1 second of a Mavs postgame. The thing that keeps it off is it's just too big. It's not mobile.
Okay.
You can't walk around and play it unless you have a guitar, I guess.
That's fair.
At number three on top five instruments, I have the bass guitar.
Okay.
That'll make Gordo happy. That makes it top three.
I think that I would put it at three as well.
Because I think it takes a sense of humility to play the bass on a band. You're not going to be the front man.
I was the front man, and I played bass.
We need to stop the bass hate out there, if there is bass hate.
I don't think there's bass hate. Is there bass hate?
Oh, yeah. There's all the jokes about this is the lead singer, and it shows a picture of him and four girls and on down the line, lead guitarist, and then...
And the bass guy's sitting in the chair in the corner of the hotel room watching.
There's a lot of bass player jokes out there, and I think that's unfair.
I think the bass player can be the sexiest guy in the band. It is the sexiest instrument.
What instrument do you play,
Gordon? Bass.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mainly play guitar now, but I started off on bass.
At least he's coming from a place of objectivity.
Yeah.
Number two here on the top five instruments, I have, and this may be sacrilegious, but I'm going to combine the violin and fiddle.
Oh, man.
It's the same instrument.
Love you, Monty.
Because I think that it's a, you can play the violin and you can impress the elites, or you can play the fiddle and impress the common man.
Well, that's a great point.
He actually is making a good point.
Yes.
As far as in the history of music, the violin has been way up there. So it's got to be in the top five.
And I would say the Texas bands and country bands, I'll throw all the country in there. If you have a really good fiddle player, I think they get even a bigger crowd reaction than the lead guitarist.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not kidding.
Oh, he isn't? Okay.
No.
All right, good.
No. He doesn't care who you are.
No.
And number one here on
it's
the
obvious.
Top five I just kind of gave it away there. Instruments. It is the drum set.
Well, you're wrong.
Because
okay.
I think that the more that I dive in and watching drum videos, and maybe it's because I sit next to Ham every day and I get to watch him try to learn and get better at the drums instead of doing his job. I think that it's a incredibly cool and difficult instrument to be really good at.
Yeah, okay.
And
it is a great instrument.
Yeah.
But it's not the number one instrument.
I right here on my list, I'm reading, it says number one.
Your list is wrong.
No guitar, huh?
Guitar has to be the number one or number two instrument. I would think that piano and guitar, violin I guess you could put up there, but I think in modern day, guitar or piano should be the number one instrument.
Well, I put xylophone in honorable mentions over the guitar.
No,
so
wrong.
Deal with that. Bottom five instruments here on top five bottom five musical instruments. Checking in at number one, which will go
which
the opposite
is,
way.
We'll go the other way.
Which is the fifth worst?
Correct.
Okay.
Is the French horn.
Is the fifth worst instrument.
Because
it's a really pretty instrument.
Yeah, but everyone that plays it looks uncomfortable. You have to give it like a rectal exam to make a sound out of it.
Kind of a haughty name.
Yes, and you have to hold it all funny.
Yeah.
It's not a good instrument.
Okay.
At number four, I have the recorder. Because any instrument that can be mass-produced and handed out to
second graders,
to play hot cross buns is not a good instrument.
And as a parent, that's a big day when they bring, and they're all excited. Hey, listen to this.
Ugh. Beating. Somehow they keep setting a new bar for worst rendition of hot cross buns.
I actually got into recorders about 7 years ago and bought three nice recorders. An alto recorder. It was in faux wood grain. A soprano.
Can you
recorder.
Tell any difference in
sure
the sound?
Sure you can. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where they are now?
And I think, yes, absolutely. Okay. I haven't played them in a while, but they're good. I did the research on them, found the right ones.
Okay.
It's great.
I love it.
You should go knock the dust off of them and see if you still like them later.
Okay.
At number three,
On
the bottom five instruments.
This is the third worst instrument.
Correct. I have the theremin.
Yeah, I think
what
that
is that exactly?
It's that one
that crazy thing.
Play
yeah.
it with like air, and you kind of have to have like.
You like, have to use science fiction or
you
something
have
to,
get,
to
yeah, like,
play
you know
it.
When you have like the fencing gate, like two ahead hands?
Yeah.
You have to play it with those kind of hands. And
yeah, that thing is weird.
You can't touch it or you're going to open a black hole or something. It's too
weird.
Too much science. So that's number three. And number two here on worst instruments, this is going to hurt killer, but I have the tuba.
Yeah.
Because I play the tuba. It's too heavy. Every time you open the spit valve, it's like you're getting splashed by the log ride at Six Flags.
Yeah.
And tuba players are so easy to identify. We all have a look. And I just, maybe because I got told when I was a fifth grader that I had tuba lips by my band director.
Why do kids, oh, your band director
yes,
said that.
My
oh,
band
gosh,
director, I told him I wanted to be in percussion, and he told me, you know, you got nice little tuba lips there, Monty.
Well, that's a little disturbing.
He kind of pinched them.
Yeah,
kind of
ran his index finger across them lightly. And
yeah, just brushed his thumb up against my lips.
Yeah, I guess I didn't have tuba lips because I got put in percussion protocol.
So
okay, there you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Great musical joke right there. And
there you go. Way to go.
So Tuba Lips has the tuba as number two. And number one, the worst instrument.
Give him a drum roll.
That's fitting. It's the triangle. That is the biggest beating of an instrument.
Very hard to play limited. A lead on that, yeah.
The only reason it should not be completely eradicated from the earth is it did used to signal that dinner was ready.
Yeah. That's true. You wanted to call cowboys to dinner, you got to ring that triangle.
But that's the only use it has. It should not be used in song.
No. Yeah. I'm with you.
And that's why the
what
triangle.
What about cowbell? It's limited as well.
It's in the same vein. It's in the same vein, but triangle I'm singling out because it just looks spare.
What did didn't YYZ start off with a triangle?
I think they did. Yeah.
Well, no.
I think it did. Yeah.
Ding ding ding.
All right, there's top 5 bottom 5 instruments.
All right, way to go, Monty. I like that list. I'm not going to rip you for that. I
think no, that's
really
quality
good.
Entertainment. Yeah, that's right food there. For thought
I don't care
right
who
there.
You are.